It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we have the amazing Deborah Tavares here from StopTheCrime.net. I'm sure you have a full load of information for us today, Deborah, and some walking orders from the general. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bill. Yes, this is Deborah Tavares, and I'm reporting today, Monday, September the 30th, the last day of September of 2019. I want to bring everyone up to date, because what we really need to emphasize is that we are crime investigators, and you're hearing crimes based upon criminal documents. So everyone now must fall in line and start exposing the crimes. We're no longer going to be calling any of this conspiracy, because it is not. This is criminal. These are documents, and they are in place, and they're rolling through your cities now to create absolute economic disruption on every single level. And the homelessness is just one more level of economic collapse within our cities. Before I get into what I want to cover today, I want to point out that the homeless crisis is now leading into contaminated water PSYOPs. What do I mean? We're now seeing in our newspapers, and recently we know that the CEO of USA Inc. Came to California and is now accusing the large cities, San Francisco and Los Angeles, as contaminating the water, creating environmental disasters by allowing the homelessness, which of course is a problem, with all of the needles and the poop and urination that's getting into the water supply. This is a cover. This is an absolute cover. They're now initiating what they now call new poop laws, anti-poop laws. And we're seeing here in our papers, our newspapers here in Northern California, that with the saturation of visitors, particularly along the beaches along the Russian River here that run along the side of Bohemian Grove, about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, when people drink, and of course we are known now as the wine country and beer on tap, etc., so people come here and often get inebriated, and they're claiming that through their inebriation, over drinking, they're pooping and urinating in the water supplies. So what we're now seeing is a closing down, slow, drip by drip, closing down of areas because of people's contamination of the water supply. But the contamination is behind many other contaminating factors. Of course, the aerosols, the intentional dumping of and the fertilizers that are being washed into our streams and creeks and reservoirs, and we've discussed that on many, many shows over the last year or so, Dr. Bill, for sure. But it is a cover. We have the nuclear facilities leaking, and so they're creating covers for the elimination and reduction of the human species. And certainly they have announced in their documents they want about 84% of the U.S. population eliminated by the year 2025. But we're going to talk about things that lead into this elimination. And this is why everybody that is listening needs to share the documents that we discuss, because these are criminal documents. And we are bringing them to the forefront.
Deborah, I want to just say a side insert. Other shows we're going to talk about these issues will expand otherwise. We had Ellie Marzulli on last week. He'll be on the end of the month. We have Steve Quayle coming, another expert from the Gen6.com conference. Please continue.
Well, exactly. And what we see and what's most important is that we are being destroyed. And we're being destroyed, and here's an interesting way to focus thinking about it. We are in a psyops of voting, believing that we can vote in new people. And, of course, we know right now this entire impeachment thing is just a distraction, while rules and regulations that are unthinkable are rolling in on top of us right now. And I will tell you personally that I sat in on a city council meeting just last week that is unconscionable, and I'm not going to go into that greatly right now other than to just say it is the climate action plans being rolled out very insidiously right now. It's going to affect people that own rental and income housing with all of the rental caps that are now being put on top of the inability for owners to increase their rents. And granted, after the fires, there was unjust rental increase across the board, throwing many people into the streets. People were taking advantage of that. However, there are many people that do not. So now we're in, and it has intentionally been created as a perfect storm, because as these caps are now imposed on increase of rents, then the retrofitting requirements of all new appliances, electrification of everything, nothing will be able to remain that was gas. That includes insulation, dual pane windows, even insulating doors, changing out roofs, etc. The list of required retrofitting to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to change the weather, is absolutely going to be costs that will not be able to be incurred by the owners with rental caps. And the tenants are excited because of the rental caps. They don't realize they're going to be caught in homelessness, because once the homes and buildings and multifamily construction cannot meet the code requirements with the code officers, enforcement officers combing the streets and making certain that you have your certificates, those homes will not be able to be inhabited. And people that are listening right now think this is so far-fetched. This is in the documents. Unsustainable properties that do not meet sustainability requirements will not be able to be lived in.
Yeah, one document that's this. By the way, this is not open to you. I had one idiot who wrote a comment about you on our YouTube. This is a message for all you morons out there that don't want to listen. Listen up to what Deborah's saying. Read the damn documents, including the report on Iron Mountain, which is not a parody, as some moron tried to say. Things are a lot worse than that. And you're going to see in the shows that I do on other topics with other experts backing this is an extinction-level event that's in rapid progress right now. This is not decades away. This is not eons away, 100 years away. This is today. These SOBs are literally trying to change the biosphere, but they're also going to bankrupt you so after they burn you out of your home, you can't rebuild it. Or if you do rebuild it, you're going to be on toxic land. So please continue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I want to discuss are what we're facing here in California, and everyone needs to understand the level of takedown, because Rothschild is behind the banks and, of course, the insurance programs. And we're finding now, and we've discussed this on prior shows, that insurance is now being canceled or not up for renewal. I'm going to read a notice of non-renewal insurance so that all of you can hear this. And I will say this: any negative comments to anything that is discussed, they're simply trolls. They're people that are being paid off, or they're psyopsed, but they're part of the massive takedown of this country, and more importantly, of each and every single one of you. So here is a notice of non-renewal of insurance from California Capital Insurance Company. And this was just mailed now to a property owner whose insurance will expire in November of 2019, and they will not extend coverage. And here's what is being said. This notice is in compliance with the requirements of the California Insurance Code, is to inform you that policy number blank, 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 will not be renewed when it expires. Upon the name insured written request, the company shall respond within 6 days of receipt with information related to the reason for the non-renewal. Now, here is the reason. Location is unduly exposed to wind-driven embers, smoke, and fire from wildland fuels, exacerbated by any property vegetation with no opportunity for effective mitigation. Across California, this is what Rothschild has in mind. This is what is happening. Many cities now, including Nevada City in California near Paradise, cannot get insurance at all. They can't sell their properties. They can't refinance. They can certainly grab the fallback, which is the California Fair Insurance Program, but it is extremely expensive and very limited with liability coverages for people. So it's forcing people into insurance programs they cannot afford. Most recently, a person that we know who owns some acreage here in Sonoma County received an insurance bill increase. The total annual premium for the insurance was $50,000. This is for 1 year. They immediately had to go to the California Fair Plan because they could not afford for one house and a detached cabin-type house $50,000 because they were in and are considered in the WUI. Now, WUI is an acronym, W-U-I, for Wildland Urban Interface. And if you live outside of the city growth boundary in the WUI, you are in lands that are being taken away from human occupation. In other words, we will and are now being denied further access because the cost of living in the WUI is prohibitive. And they're picking off people one by one. So you just heard me read this insurance cancellation notice. I'm going to go over a list because we had an emergency community meeting with regards to fire and electric power outages in the WUI. Now, the WUI includes a majority of people that are on wells for well water. When Rothschild, a.k.a. our utilities, turn off the power, unless people have planned in advance, they will not be able to access water and put the embers out. We have been told that the majority of homes burned down because of embers that can really literally, dependent on the winds, travel for miles, and that the embers get into the vents that are around the fascia of the roofs, and that we need to be putting protective vent covers over the existing vent covers so that embers do not get into your roofs. And I'm going to go over a list of preparation of hardening your homes because I can tell you this. When you leave or evacuate your home, which is now what is the preferred method if there's a fire in the area, they want evacuations, you cannot return to your home if they cordon off the roads. If you attempt to return to your home, you will be arrested. So many people now are going to stay. They are going to prep in advance to harden their homes. So every one of you that is listening, you may not be in California, but wherever you are, you're in a fire zone. Because every single climate action plan that our research team has discovered in all of the criminal documents discusses fire, floods, and heat events as being the cause of the majority of severe weather weaponized events we're going to face in the United States and worldwide. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about hardening up the homes, things we must do now.
Exactly.
Instead of being burned out.
Yeah, amazing list. They're terraforming Earth. for demonic entities and exoplanetary. We're going to discuss it in other shows. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. We have Deborah Tavares back, and she, I hope she found her notes she was looking for. Deborah, one of the things that comes up periodically, and I'm not going to mention names, but talking to your legislatures is like taking your head out beside your home. Well, let's say your home is made of brick, and then taking both sides of your head and smashing your head against the wall. It's useless to talk to politicians. You need to sue them, and that's why pro se litigant action. You need to stop talking. That's why even this moron in chief, this guy Donald Trump, I mean, he's done something good for the stock market, but everything else he's touched is like touching to crap. Now, the demon rats are even worse. All the Democrats are so out of touch with reality, they need to be in a psych unit. But to be honest with you, all politicians to me are useless because they're just a distraction. The real issues are being handled by globalists, by bankers, by the Druidic Council of 13, and by the people like Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and they just take your insurance and say, hey, we're going to make it so impossible that you can't even rebuild your home after it burns out.
That's right.
So you got to understand here, the only action that I think is of even a little minuscule bit of action, remember, a lot of times it's like Shylock in a pound of flesh, is get the chorus that we have, call How to Win in Court, file pro se litigant actions and appeals, and drive them nuts.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to...
But beyond that, everything else, to be honest with you, is freaking useless. You can't get through in the universities, you can't get through in the churches, they're all dead. Universities indoctrinate people.
Well,
the colleges are ridiculous.
Here's where I am with that, because certainly we realize that any idea of working, correcting this criminality through legislation is not possible.
No.
The legislation process is criminal. And the as long
well,
as
it's
people...
A, it's a farce because we've been in a state of national...
Well, I need to make an important point.
1933, because, though. Since 1933, we've been in martial law.
But hang on.
Yeah, please continue.
Aside from all of that, now I'm aside from all of that, I need to make a most important point. The point is, as long as people continue to believe in a system that is an illusion, they're continuing to give their permission...
Right.
And their permission is continued to allow the furtherance of these policies. You must consent. And the sad reality is people believe that if they don't vote, there's going to be anarchy in the streets. And certainly there isn't anarchy in the streets because we don't have a system. So I want to get back, though, to what we did this weekend and discussing...
Go ahead.
The hardening up of what all listeners must do now. We're beyond getting any assistance from firefighters because at this point they are told to, for their safety, to work on evacuations only. And in the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface, they're told that we are on our own. And certainly they're making it more difficult to continue to exist in the wildlands area. So with that, I'm going to go over some of the things that we were told as hardening up by a over 30-year retired fire captain. And this will be up on stopthecrime.net. This will be a YouTube on fire and hardening up and preparedness. I'm going to go over some of these recommendations, and I would certainly hope that everyone would start preparing, particularly in the realm of outages, because we're having now our power turned off during red flag staged fire warnings. And we had the power turned off several times last week here in Northern California because we had wind conditions, low humidity, and heat. And we were in triple digits. It was so interesting to be in triple digits on a Wednesday and drop down to the mid-low 70s the following day. Having said that, power was turned off in many areas. without warning. People certainly did not have refrigeration. What we're seeing is small businesses are losing tremendous amounts of merchandise that they have to keep refrigerated unless they have generators. And that is a must. Everybody listening, you need to look at now how you can band together in your communities to get supplies and things that you will survive with, be able to survive with. We are not recommending that you sign up on Map Your Neighborhood or Next Door. These are all
right.
Intel organizations via the internet.
Exactly.
What Map Your Neighborhood is about is identifying the names in your immediate neighborhood, who's disabled. This is good to know, but don't put this up on the internet. Know who needs help. Know what kinds of materials and equipment you have, but keep it within the verbal context of your immediate neighbors. This is sadly down to a hand-to-hand combat against these severe and intentionally created weather events. So here are some ideas for an action checklist on how to stay and defend your homes, because we found that many homes that survived the fires were because people stayed behind and they kept water on their roofs. Now, water is going to be the most crucial aspect of being able to stay in your homes, and they are attacking water. We're going to soon have reduced water access because of limited allocations with metering the water supplies and the PSYOPs that we're running out of water. But in the meantime, before it gets that advanced, and it is advancing rapidly towards reducing your access to water, once that has occurred and they've reduced your access and you are in the WUI, the wildland-urban interface, your home then will be exempt from insurance, because certainly your insurance carrier will say, well, without water, you cannot have coverage. So unless your home is paid off free and clear, you're in trouble. And there are going to be many people that are going to be made homeless because they can't get insurance. They're going to be considered to be living in an unsustainable house without water in a high severe fire or storm or whatever type of situation you're in. Without resources, you are not going to be able to stay in your property, and you will be forcibly relocated to a property that will provide you with what they claim will be, in many instances, potable water, just the health requirements of living inside a building, including all the retrofitting requirements. So if you choose to stay and defend, here is a checklist, and I think these are most important. What to do when the fires are nearby and threatening. You have to maintain a certain level of your properties, and you have to practice, and you need to go if you need to go. But before the fire front arrives, here's some things you can do. You need to get sprinklers on your roof. It's recommended that you use a towel, a rag, a wadded-up piece of plastic, and put blocks in your downspouts from your roof to hold the water in your gutters, so that if you have any foliage or material that is not cleared out, it's floating in water, because the water cannot escape with the water that you have on your roof. It's a good idea to be putting in extra hose bibs now, so you can attach more hoses that you need. You need to get larger size hoses and have many hoses available on your property on different sides of your home. Very important to certainly look at relocating children and elderly people, elderly family members from the burn areas. Get them out of the way so that those that are planning to stay are not having to concern themselves with their safety. Take your pets off-site if you can. Certainly, if you cannot, bring them inside. close all your windows, all your doors, all of your vents. Remove any flammable objects that are near your home, such as doormats, umbrellas, anything that is combustible around the exterior of your home. Get them in your garages. Close your doors. One of the first ways in which houses burn, again, is embers in your attic crawl spaces. So very important to lift up the crawl space covers. Most of the times they're located in your closet area or in a hallway. Get access, push those covers to a side, keep a ladder there with a flashlight and a fire extinguisher. Go up there often and look in your attic crawl space area for any embers that have gotten in. That is one of the common ways that we lose our homes. So keeping the embers out, closing doors, windows. There is a fire gel that you can purchase, which is important to spray on the sides of the windows that are facing the exposed heat as the fire is coming down on you. You don't want your windows blowing out. The fire gel is excellent. Firefighters use this gel to protect sides of houses, again, where the heat's coming down to reduce the heat. But they hose and saturate everything first. You need sprinklers, hoses, as I said. You need to start watering down the perimeter of your homes. There is absolutely no way that we're going to be able to clear the vegetation from our homes, as now being told that we must. This is a way for the insurance to dump your coverage, because the reduction of fuel is not what these fires are about. These fires are weapon fires. These fires are brought up on us intentionally, and these fires are not about the excessive vegetation in the burn zones. It's about certainly dumping with the aerosols, the accelerants that are sprayed fresh over intended burn areas just prior to ignition, and the years of dead material certainly that's in the forest. We're also noticing that as our utility is coming and cleaning and clearing some of the vegetation around some of the power lines, they're leaving ignition piles of debris behind under the lines that are susceptible to fire. Again, as ignition points, PG&E here in Northern California has been caught falsifying records of the hired subcontractors that have been sent here from all over the country to do vegetation management around the power lines. Again, this is just a cover. It's not about the vegetation management around the power lines so much. It's about fire warfare. These fires could be put out by changing the weather. These fires could be put out by causing some precipitation. They're not. They're blown, they're heated, humidity's dropped, we're sprayed, and it's intended to burn. So we are in a war, and we've got to prepare. So we've got our children, elderly, pets secured, everything that could be combustible outside in our garages with our garage doors closed. Definitely important, because when the power's out, you need to know how to open the manual opener of your garage door. Go over that if you do not know how. We had a number of people burn up in their houses here in 2017 because they could not get out of their garages. They burned up in their cars. After you secure all of your doors and windows and close up everything, fill outside basins, fill your sinks, your bathtubs, any troughs or buckets with water. Continue to get people out there around your property to help with putting water on your property. Now, you're hearing me talk about water. The three components of fire is heat, fuel, and oxygen. The only thing we really have to put these fires out now is water, and that is the one thing that is being eliminated. So be certain that for those of you that are in the wildlands or in the rural areas, that you have now purchased more storable water holding tanks for your properties. When we're on the other side of this break, we're going to continue on this countdown list because you need to buy all these things now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Okay, Deborah, lots more time for you to continue your big list.
Well, thank you so much. So
please
now,
continue.
Before I continue down the defend your home against wildfires preparation list, I want to just quickly remind everyone, please go to stopthecrime.net. We have recently posted some extremely important YouTube videos from some events that we've attended here in Northern California, and you will learn how and why we are being made to become blind, as in not seeing. So I'm going to continue with the checklist and go over another point before the conclusion of this program today so that everyone will be clear as to what is occurring. So we're talking about staying and defending your home before you are required to evacuate. And again, this was presented to us by a retired fire captain who fought many fires throughout California during his career. He knows what's really behind these fires, and this will be up on our YouTube channel. We are not discussing what's really behind this, because what we want to do with this information you're hearing right now is get people to harden up. We are reliant now on our neighbors doing what they need to do to get generators and extra water when you're in the country, and when Rothschild or your utility, which is one and the same, turns your power off. So getting back to water storage, the most important thing, and accessing that water storage, the most important thing. You have to have pumps, you have to have fire hoses, and plenty of water. We're talking about a minimum of 10,000 gallons of water, accessible water on your property, a minimum. And if you can get together with your neighborhood and everyone purchase more tanks and get those tanks filled with their wells that will fill up in many instances slowly, but get those tanks filled, then you can contact your fire departments and let them know the quantity of water that the fire trucks would have available to them to come to your neighborhood with firefighting equipment so that they could stay there and fight with the water that you have available to them. This is most important, because if you advise them of the kind of water available and you're in an area where your water, your fire agency can get in and out, they will more likely come and help you in your area as opposed to evacuating and letting your homes burn. So another very important thing, I attended a wildfire preparedness meeting apart from the meeting that we held in our community, and the sheriff's department was there with a little booth, and we were asking about all the looting that was occurring during the fires here in Northern California, again, that horrific few nights of October the 8th and October the 9th of 2017. The sheriff's department informed us that they were making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of arrests from people that were coming up in vans, in vehicles, vans, from the Bay Area, and were looting the neighborhoods that had been evacuated. So I can tell you that that is a plan. Certainly there is advance warning of a weaponized fire attack or a flood or what we experience now, all being under the guise of climate change, when these are all weapons. And this is war. And so in conjunction with a weaponized weather attack, they're attacking us with boots on the ground, with looters. Certainly, we were aware that many of these people that were bussed up were also expanding the peripheral of the fires as they were looting unoccupied homes. This is real. This happened. And there's a very interesting book that was written right after the fires here in 2017, and it was called Point Patrol. And it talks about what it was like for some people to stay and defend their cul-de-sac, a circle of homes, and keep the embers out. So that is what we're talking about, needing the equipment that you can certainly watch for embers. Very important to have all sides of your home covered with people and hoses. There are devices and things you can get which you'll be able to see them on the video on stopthecrime.net of exactly what I'm talking about. They're a backpack. You fill them up with water. It's what the firefighters carry. They have nozzles on them, and they literally can project a stream of water over 20 to 30 feet, a very severe actual stream of water, to put out embers, and that's what we're going to have to do. Certainly, we don't want to have combustibles around our homes. We want to soak blankets, keep them handy for protection against the radiant heat. We also want to have eye protection, goggles, even diving goggles. Any kind of goggles, you need to secure your eyes so that embers do not get in your eyes. That is one way to put someone that could otherwise help you out of commission when you need them the most. The fires, as we now understand, literally blow through an area rather rapidly, particularly the fires that we're now experiencing that are weaponized fires. They're not slow-moving fires as we have had in years past. These are not normal fires, and they can blow through rapidly. So if you can hold ground and keep your house wet and secure, you really do have an opportunity to preserve your home. They also recommend that you do not wear polyester clothing, that you wear cotton clothing to help protect you against any ash, to place ladder and lights close to manholes, regularly checking the crawl spaces above your home for embers. We talked about that. Keep electricity on, but maintain awareness of electrical safety at all times. Now, in our instance, and now going forward, the power will be shut off. We're going to have, power safety shutdowns, public power safety shutdowns, for all kinds of reasons now. Worldwide, we're seeing swaths of areas continually having power outages. This is the plan. The plan is to disconnect us from the modern lifestyle that we have grown accustomed to having and living, and pushing us all back into the year 1750 before we had machinery and equipment. But I won't digress. I'm going to continue to cover the kinds of things we need to do to stay and defend our properties as fires might be in our area. They're recommending outside, of course, to move your large animals and livestock to a safe location. That is becoming more difficult because many of these areas that are torched are rural areas, narrow country roads, and we've found massive congestion and clogging of the roads as people are attempting to evacuate. And actually, when we drove towards the fire the night of October 8, 2017, to help with evacuations, the traffic coming the other way was at a standstill. So most important to understand, you can best protect yourself in your home, according to this fire captain, and some of the methods in which you can utilize and plan for in advance. So again, we talked about checking your water supplies around your house, fill any additional containers that might be available. Again, plan in advance if you are in a severe high fire zone. In our area, we can type in CAL FIRE and get their severe fire zone map. That is most of California. So we're all needing to prepare. We have to regularly patrol and spot fires. In fact, during the weather events that are literally the menu for a fire, again, low humidity, heat, and wind, and then, of course, heavy chemtrailing, you need to have lookouts. You need to have people around the clock that are watching the horizon for fires. This is what we do on boats. We have lookouts around the clock so you don't crash into or find yourself on the rocks. We have to have lookouts now. What we observed during the 2017 fires is that the fire trucks and even the sheriff vehicles that were driving through the neighborhoods that burned only an hour later, they did not have any sirens on. Now, this has been debatable since the fires. Why didn't they have sirens? Well, we are told they did not want to cause a congestion on the roads. Well, I can only tell you that that is unconscionable. And they're literally following the plans of those that intend for our property increased loss of property. So again, we talked about bringing outside furniture inside, anything loose. Very important to protect your fire equipment. Don't leave it out where embers can land on it. You want to keep your fire equipment safe and keep it viable. Again, keeping water on your roof going. After you wet down everything and you have advanced time in advance of the fire, that's when you would then coat certain sides or things. If you have polyurethane or poly water holding tanks, you certainly would want to consider putting the gel on those tanks. That lasts for several days. We understand it's expensive, but it's certainly easy to apply and something that people in the fire areas need to consider having as the tools now of survival. Again, patrolling is important. Turn off all your gas mains that supply your house. Of course, gas is going out, so is propane as well. But we'll get into that in a moment. As the fire front approaches and during the fire, take all your hoses, all your hose fittings, including your plastic tap attachments and equipment inside and or certainly have them protected. Move yourself and any other remaining members of the family into the house prior to it becoming too hot and smoky to stay outside. They talked about how frequently you check the roof cavity through those crawl spaces that we talked about. Stay inside the house through the fire front and until the front passes, keeping watch on any spot fires outside the house. Drink plenty of water and avoid becoming dehydrated. Check your local radio and whatever news you can get. Ham radios are certainly highly encouraged. There's other radios that are also encouraged as well. After the fire has passed and you've ensured that family members are safe and that your house is not actually actively burning, continue to wear your protective clothing and be on watch for a number of hours because many of the embers can, of course, literally start on fire again. Check your house thoroughly again for spot fires, both inside and out, and continue to have a fire ember watch.
Have they developed a little device where you can have multiple fire sensors around your property and they'll beam off and tell you where they are?
Well, I know that the Cabal has that, but they want to just make sure that your house is on fire.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They have those cameras already 24/7, 365, and they will be able to watch. This is the Hunger Games rolling out.
Well, if you're not prepared, you're going to be despaired. How's that?
Well, that's absolutely true. I have some more to cover about preparation. Again,
this
week. YouTube will be on Stop the Crime. It looks like we just have a few more minutes left here, Dr. Bill.
We're finished up.
Oh, we're done.
We're done for today, yep.
Okay.
Thank you, amazing show, as always.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. There was more to cover, of course.
Which was most appropriate because...